Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
After the 8 o'clock news, Johnny O is going to be coming here in studio for the big drawing for the tickets to the Jody Messina concert and backstage meet and greet. So we're all excited about that. Here in studio, live exclusive interview. It's actually a debate, I should say, a live debate with incumbent Ron Ferguson, who represents Ohio House District 96, and challenger former state Senator Frank Hoagland. They're both here in studio. You can see the debate on our Facebook live stream. You can go to Dimitri, the profile page, and you can see it there. Also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. So we had to take a hard break. Frank, you were in the middle of explaining something regarding the increase that you voted for the gasoline tax and for the roads. Finish your thoughts, please.
Yeah, what I was trying to get at here is, what's the better question? One of the points that we had brought up during caucuses is the infrastructure itself. Me being overseas, I've been to Afghanistan and Iraq. I've seen to where high explosive ordnance has actually blown the hell out of the roads. I've also seen to where people got killed because of IEDs. What I look at around here, when you start seeing the road slips that we've got going on, the only difference between the roads in the war zone that has the big divots are the blood spots that's on the ground. When you got people dying because of the infrastructure, and in this case, that's what we're looking at, is the infrastructure itself. When we got our roads falling off the side of these hills, now we live in a four-season state, we have a lot of hills, we have a lot of road slips out here. If we don't fix those, it's not going to be long to where our first responders and our kids that go to school, to and from school on a school bus, those school buses are going to slide off of those roads. So is the better question is what is it worth to us to make sure that we don't allow that to happen? I truly don't want to see any of our people in the 96th district getting killed because we didn't want to take time to get the money to fix those roads. Now, I know you want to go to Ron real quick, but I also want to address the Somali thing. That's just an outright lie that, once again, the rhetoric that Ron is trying to put out there. Ron, I have friends that went to Mogadishu. I have friends that were killed in Mogadishu fighting, all right? So when the Somalis came here to Ohio, I had no intent. I didn't even know the Somali population was as high as it is. If you got that much of a problem with the Somalis, why don't you go up there and do something about the Somalis? Why don't you? You're the one sitting in seat right now. Why don't you do something, pass some piece of legislation to shut that down? I'll tell you why you can't. Because nobody in Columbus will listen to you. Nobody in Columbus will give you the time of day. They actually call you Turd Ferguson in Columbus.
Dimitri, you can hear how angry Frank's getting. And
angry,
it's really
I'm not.
Well, again, if you're going to interrupt, it's because you're angry, and it's because you have a liberal voting record. You're upset that you gave the money to the Somalis. You're upset that you gave over $2 billion to Intel. You're upset that you co-sponsored red flag gun confiscation laws. You're upset that you voted to raise our gas tax and take money out of our pockets. You're upset that you voted for Amy Acton, the literal front-runner Democrat for governor right now that shut down our state, that ruined a year of our kids' education, that crippled businesses. That's a liberal record. I mean, he thought it was okay for men to play in women's sports. He thought that, and I'll lay it out for you. In the Ohio House, we took a vote to make sure that no men could play in women's sports. The vote that he took, it was, well, we have to listen to the NCAA. We don't want to lose tournament games. So at the college level, we're going to let men play in women's sports. That is the vote that he took. I refused to let that happen. I held the line because people do listen to me in Columbus. They do stand with me, including the author of Save Women's Sports, Jenna Powell. And do you know what? Now in the state of Ohio, men cannot play in women's sports. Frank didn't get to take that vote because he quit. He went home. He didn't stay in the fight for our women, and that's the bottom line.
Frank? Well, that's pretty interesting, Ron. Have you heard of House Bill 96? Ferguson voted against legislation on House Bill 96 that clearly defines boy, girl, male, female, man, woman, based on biological sex and determined at conception or birth. The law was established that there are only two sexes, male and female. once again, missing in action.
Well, let's okay. So, is that true, Ron, or not?
I'm
asking him. Go ahead. Is that true?
House Bill 96 that he's talking about is what gave $600 million to the Cleveland Browns, and they put in an extra little piece about men and women because they wanted to force all of us people from Eastern Ohio to send $600 million to the Cleveland Browns. I refuse to do it. I will never send money to professional sports teams or out of Eastern Ohio.
Frank, is that true?
Yeah, well, the House Bill 96.
What he just said, is that true?
Well, that's his determination.
I'm asking if you believe that to be true.
Well, that he doesn't want to support the Cleveland Browns?
Well, do you?
Absolutely not. That's why I stood up on the House floor and actually put the amendment forward to take the funding for the Browns out.
Frank, do you want to support the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I want to support the people. I want to support the people that work every day here in the 96th District.
Right, but the question was...
I'm getting to it, all right? So when I sit back and I look at that, now I wasn't up there to see the entire piece of legislation. Let's back up and take a breath here. So when you're looking at the GRF, the general revenue, okay, more or less, the majority of that funding goes directly towards the departments to provide a service for the state of Ohio. All right, that's your Department of Public Safety, Department of Health, Department of Mental Health, and all these different departments that are up there. All right, that's part of the GRF. The other part is going to be some of the allocations they call earmarks. Ron, how many earmarks did you get for the 96th district in that particular GRF? Oh, you couldn't get any because you didn't vote for it. So when you sit there and you look at some of the stuff that goes into the GRF, you also have policy that go into the GRF. That GRF ends up being 2,000 plus pages. There's a lot of pages in that.
Okay,
GRF.
We're limited on time, so the question again is regarding the Browns.
Don't rush me. You want me to explain this to the people? I'm trying to explain this to the people. So the GRF is an extremely important document. The state of Ohio is required to balance the budget every 2 years. That is a requirement that the state has. So when you talk about the Cleveland Browns, we got a lot of Cleveland Browns fans here in our area. All right, the Cleveland Browns, it's up in Cleveland, and that is a huge economic engine for the state of Ohio. $600 million, that didn't come out of anybody's back pockets. That didn't come out of your taxes. You didn't pay a dime for it. That came from unclaimed funds. The Senate turned around and changed it to where it came from unclaimed funds. All right, so it didn't cost the state a dime. So if you want to keep that, once again, all those people that work, not only in Cleveland, but here locally, he owns Seven Ranges, or he's the COO of Seven Ranges, and I'm sure they have nights where the people gather around, they watch the Super Bowl games, or they watch football games. Everybody's making money off of that. Everybody that has a job supporting that, let's spin that around the other way. What if we didn't do it, and the Cleveland Browns decided to say, you know what? We're going to move to Cleveland Browns. We've seen that happen several times. Professional football teams move the team to another state, another area altogether. We would have lost that economic engine. Those people would have lost. That's thousands. That's millions. Probably tens of millions of dollars every game that's going to be lost because we turned our back on the Cleveland Browns.
All right, fair enough.
And the people that actually works to support the Cleveland Browns. Like I said, all the people here, we got a lot of people here that are Cleveland Brown fans.
Okay, fair enough. An important issue for a lot of my listeners, and I'm guessing for both of you as well, you correct me if I'm wrong, is the roads. Back to the roads. People lose their minds regarding the bad quality of our roads. Would that be fair to say that's a very important issue for everyone here in the 96th District?
100%. Well, you said that too.
Yeah, but I agree. Yes, I want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so my question is this. Neither one of you know how much more total the 96th District voters are paying total in the increase in the gasoline tax. I think both of you should know that. Neither one of you do. Okay, fine. That's fine. Next question. Do either one of you know how much money the state was spending in the 96th district on roads before the gas tax increase, and now how much it is spending in the 96th district after this gas tax increase? Do either one of you know that?
I can't say that I know the exact number.
Approximate.
All right. I know this. So when I was in the Senate, we put $12 million in the OPWC in order for them to put that specifically into our area. So if you look at the county engineers, you look at Terry Lively, Jim Brannigan, and all the folks up, you know, during that time frame, they're using that money. That money was specifically earmarked that I put in when I voted for the budget at the time I was in there. I had that amendment stuck in there specifically for our roads. It was designated specifically for our roads to help maintain and build out the infrastructure.
Ron?
Every single year that fluctuates, our funding goes up and goes down. It's not a consistent number, but the reality is we don't get our fair share, nowhere close to it. More money goes to Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and the big areas.
All right, let me ask you both. Let me follow up here with this question for both of you. I live in your district. I do not. I'm in St. C. I do not live in your district. I take that back. I'm my apologies. But the question, though, is this. Do we know for a fact, that at the end of the day, the state of Ohio is spending more money, forget about the amendments or whatever, but dollars and cents. Do we know for a fact that the state of Ohio is spending more money on our roads in the 96th district now than it had before the gas tax increase in pure total dollars? Do either one of you know that?
Pure total dollars?
Yes.
Yes, I know that we are spending a lot more money in this district to help maintain and rebuild our roads.
Okay, what is the dollar amount roughly? And what was it before the cast?
It's going to be tens and tens of millions of dollars more than what it was in the past.
Ron, is that true?
That's pure speculation.
Do you know if it's true or not? Do you know either way? Is he telling the truth?
I know it's true.
I'm asking Ron. Now true. You're confusing me.
We're not spending tens of millions of dollars more, no.
All right, so let me ask you this. The gas tax money, whether you voted for it or against it or whatever, where has it been spent specifically that I can look at in the 96th district and say, this road is better because the gas tax increase, or that road is better, or whatever? Do we know where exactly the money went? Either one of you.
You look at 22 before you get into Cadiz, Ohio. I talked to Marchbanks about that specific job itself.
Who?
Marchbanks. He was the director of ODOT. Once again, having the ability to communicate with people. All right. So we actually put funding towards that to get that road, because it was a huge hazardous road. It was an area where people were actually getting killed, getting on and off of that intersection there. So they put money towards that. Right here in Belmont County, they put money in Putnam Township. Frank is the town. You asked us not to say names.
Oh, no. You can say anything. Just don't curse. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Oh,
don't
okay,
curse.
Okay. Well, I know that the township.
Frank who?
Oh, daggone it. Frank Schaefer. All right. He worked here in Putney Township, I believe it is. He's gotten money to help fix the roads. Pretty much... A lot of these different townships has the access to get to the OPWC money and get towards more gas tax money. But I want to go back to the gas tax real quick. So the reason our district doesn't get as much gas tax money, because we don't have the population that they have in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus. When you have that volume of people that is getting more, buying more gas, you're going to have a higher gas tax income than what we have here.
Okay. Ron, is that true? Agree, disagree? It's your district.
As a pure number, you're going to get more when you're in a higher population area, but it's about proportion. We're not getting our proportion.
What's the right proportion, either one of you? What's the right ratio? What should we be getting, and what formula are either one of you using to determine what the right fair share is for the voters in the 96th district? Do either one of you have a formula for that?
Formula, no.
So the number one, there's a good working formula that townships use that also takes into account the road miles through your land mass.
All right, how bad is it? What's the number?
That is the kind of thing that we should be using.
What is the number then?
And we don't have, what do you mean, what's the number?
What's the number? You say it's not a fair, we're not getting our fair share. I don't disagree with you. But then you've got to have a way to quantify it. You say there is a way to quantify it, what you just said, right?
Sure.
What's the number? Are we getting half of what we should be getting, a third of what we should be getting, 90% of what we should be getting, using your formula?
Sure. I would have to run the numbers to figure that out. It's just less. It is clearly less.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough. We have a short break coming up here. We've got about a minute to go. Let me talk with the listeners here. If you like this type of programming, download the River Network app. And then click Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. You can also see this debate, live exclusive in-studio debate between the incumbent, Representative Ron Ferguson, who serves the people of the House, the 96th District in Ohio, and Frank Hoagland, a former state senator who is now running to replace in the Republican primary Ron Ferguson. Both are here. You can see the Facebook live stream of this debate on my Facebook profile page. That's Dimitri with three I's. Also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. So all of that there for you. Please share this everywhere. Let people know about this. And also you'll have a chance to comment during Dimitri Graffiti this morning. People will call in, not on Facebook, as Facebook has effectively banned Dimitri Graffiti, but on the radio side. And you can call in and say how you felt about either candidate or whatever. More coming up right after this.